Blog Talk Radio. on the whole.
Good evening. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hoping that our Blog Talk Radio listeners can also hear me. We've had some technical difficulties this evening, which apparently is because we were going to have a very dynamic show, and there was opposition to that dynamic show being able to be heard. But as what we know is we are able to use the science of the spoken word to actually help us to cut through any energies that would be oppositional. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you for being here this evening. And you may have heard the music, our intro music, and it may have played for much longer than we normally do. Please forgive us for that as well. But we are here this evening. This actually was going to be our last evening, and we wanted to celebrate that with you for our Girls Let's Talk, Healing Your Aloneness and Becoming All One. So as we were wrapping up this session and this book, using the book Healing Your Aloneness, Finding Love and Wholeness Through Your Inner Child by Erica Chopich and Margaret Paul, we are now at chapters 9 and 10. There are more chapters, actually. There's just a few more chapters. It goes up to chapter 13. Chapters 11, 12, and 13 talk more about therapies. And so we're not going to be sharing with you any specific therapies that we think that you may want to use. That is something that you're going to have to do on your own, is to find the most appropriate therapy as far as psychotherapy is concerned, if you decide to do that, or spiritual counseling or both. You will have to look into that on your own. We're not going to give you any references on that point. But what we would like to do is start off like we normally do. We'd like for you to get your pens and your paper together, and to get settled. As we get settled, with your feet flat on the floor, and I want, as you're getting settled and getting your feet flat on the floor, you've got your water with you, or your tea, or your coffee, whatever your nice drink is that you want to have with you for the next hour or so, then I would like for you to get seated in a position where you're comfortable. And if you're lying down, to lie down on your back so that you can be in the most comfortable position possible. Check to see if you've got any tightness in your shoulders, upper back, middle back, lower back. Check your legs or your thighs to see if there's any tightness in your feet or hands or your arms. And I'd like for you to just do a good big stretch to remove all of that tension. Or if you need to shake it out, shake your arms at your side, move your head to the left and to the right, and just stretch it as you're breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And we're going to go into breathing technique a little later, so I'm not going to go into that now. But I did want you to just give it a good stretch there and relax, feet flat on the floor, hands, palms up in your lap or at your side if you're lying down with the palms up. And as you continue to breathe in deeply through your nose and gently out through your mouth, I'm going to ask one of my co-hosts, Karen Walker, to give us an opening prayer at this time. Karen?
Yes. In the name of the light of God that never fails, I call to the Christ presence of each one here as we go forth this night to open and expand our understanding of what we have been studying for the last couple months regarding our inner child and the different aspects that this plays, i.e. upon our soul, which is our inner child, and how we as adults in this hour, we use this information and this knowledge to heal ourselves, to be better women, to be those strong women that can bring healing and love and resolutions to our individual families by the knowledge and the understanding that we can gain and to continue to gain, to go forth, to heal ourselves, heal our families, and in the process, heal the world. We thank you, O Father, Heavenly Father, and our Divine Mother, for thy presence and for thy love, always, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Divine Mother. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Karen. And welcome everyone that's on our Zoom call. We have several people with us this evening and also my other co-host, Rhonda Doyle Turnbull. Thank you for being here. Okay, ladies, this is the end of a long journey. We've done this for quite a few months where we've gotten together twice a month, sometimes it was once a month, to help support our ourselves and our women, other women that we know or hopefully will be sisters on the path whenever they listen to this information, to help them to be able to find a way back to healing their inner child, their souls. So as we wrap this up, I just wanted to go back to chapter 9 for just a moment. On page 126, it says you have the willingness to face your fear and pain. And a lot of times, ladies, as we know, we don't face our fear. We don't face our pain when we are angry or when we are depressed or when we are not living from a place of wholeness, joy, happiness. Then we're not facing something. And that's usually when our inner child begins to act out again, because again, even though it is hurt, it wants to heal. And the only way our inner child can heal is that it has to have that ability to heal through us. So this evening, I wanted us to talk about some of our experiences as we've done this healing work in our workbook on page 153, it says taking loving action. So we all should be at this particular point in the journey at a point where we are or have been taking loving action when different things come up. So we're going to read a little bit from the workbook, and we're going to also read from the book, chapter 9. So whoever has the workbook, get ready. I'll read this first paragraph in the book. It's in chapter 9 on page 126 about willingness to face fear and pain. And then we're going to go from there. Because there's no more, we don't need to dwell on the pain and the fear anymore. We've identified a lot of that in the past, and as you give your testimonies this evening, or when I share these what ifs with you and you share with everyone what you would do in a situation to take loving action, then you can share what your pain may have been and how you worked through it. Okay, it says here, it seems that the world is divided into two kinds of people, those who are willing to assume personal responsibility for their own happiness and unhappiness, who are willing to learn to face their fear and pain and to test the validity of their beliefs, and those who are unwilling to take personal responsibility and have chosen to let their fears and false beliefs control them. In other words, there are people who are committed to learning and being personally responsible, and people who are committed to protecting themselves against personal responsibility. Of course, everyone is sometimes willing and sometimes not. It's important to realize that if you are willing less than 50% of the time, you will hardly progress at all, because the damage you do when you are disconnected can so easily cancel out the good that occurs when you are open to learning with your child. So we've gone through the techniques of what you need to do to connect with your inner child, the breathing techniques, the writing techniques that you can use, going out in nature, meditating, all kinds of things that you can do to connect to your inner child and listen to your inner child. So we've done that. So now it's, okay, we've done that work on connecting to the inner child. And so we know where our pain has been. Some of us, it's been abandonment issues, you know, with our fathers and mothers. Some of us, it's been a carryover, that abandonment, feeling of abandonment, a feeling of neglect, or feeling that you're not good enough or not worthy enough, has carried over into our adult lives. And we've talked about that week after week after week. And at this particular point, I would say we've worked on it, or know that this is something that we are working on and will continue to work on. So I want to shift from identifying, because we've already identified, to what are we doing about it? What actions are we taking? What loving actions are we taking? So who has their workbook handy?
I do.
Okay. So, all right. So Karen, on page 153, read that entire page for us. Taking loving action.
Taking loving action. We're now taking you through the first four steps of inner bonding. One, becoming aware of your inner child's feelings. Two, moving into the loving adult, the intent to learn. Three, dialoguing with your inner child, discovering the experiences and the false beliefs behind the feelings and grieving the past. Four, dialoguing with your higher power, discovering the truth and the loving behavior. There will be no actual change in your life, however, until you experience the fifth step, taking loving action. Many people spend years in therapy becoming aware of their feelings and learning about why they feel the way they do. But without loving action in behalf of the inner child, these insights and expressions of feelings make no difference to their self-esteem and quality of life. Your inner child will not feel important, loved, and lovable until you are willing to take action in his or her behalf. There can be no true healing without loving action on the part of the adult. In some ways, taking loving action is the most challenging step of all, because it brings us face to face with the things we may fear the most, and possibly of rejection and aloneness.
Okay, thank you. Before we go any further, I want to say that this is not an easy task to do, taking action, facing the fear, facing the problems that we've had, you know, because we've buried them. First of all, a lot of our emotions we've buried so deeply, and they peek their heads out at the most inopportune time. But because we've been reading this book and the workbook, hopefully now when they do peek their head up, instead of pushing it back down or acting out in a way that is not harmonious for our highest good, we take the time to reflect on, you know, ask the question, what is this really about? Why am I at this particular state? Why am I emotional? Or why am I fearful? Or why am I angry? Or why do I even feel pain in my body? You know, all of these things, there's a connection. And I think all of us on this call are at a point where we're doing that. We're actively doing that. If you recall, we started out with quite a few people that would join us at the beginning of, you know, this session, you know, almost a year ago. But if you think about it, it takes a lot of work to look at yourself in the mirror or to feel that pain and work through that pain. And so I wanted to congratulate you for being here, being a part of those troopers that, you know, for whatever reason, you really wanted to get to the bottom of something, you know, because maybe it's affecting your health, maybe it's affecting your relationships, maybe it's affecting your finances, whatever it may be, but you decided that enough is enough and I'm going to take loving action. Not just some action, but loving action. And some of us know that some of that loving action can also be given through the spoken word of truth. Using the science of the spoken word, it can help us get to that place of loving action. Briella, whatever you have, I'm going to get you when I get off this call. She's got something and she's having a good time with it. Okay, so if we turn to page 154, who else has their workbook that wants to read that?
I have my workbook out.
Okay, go ahead.
What does it mean to take loving action? The first thing it means is following through on regular dialogue. You will not know what actions to take to bring your child joy or relieve pain unless you know what your child wants each day. Second thing it means is to dialogue as soon as possible when you are feeling stressed, anxious, scared, disappointed, or have any other distressing feelings. Your child will not feel loved and important unless you become aware of these feelings, find out what is causing them, and then do something to relieve them. The third thing it means is to take the needed action to bring joy or relieve pain. Here is where the real challenge comes in, because those around you may be threatened and angry by the things you decide you need to do to bring yourself joy or relief pain. Ironically, taking care of yourself with no intent to harm anyone else often brings about accusations of selfishness, self-centeredness, or uncaring behavior, especially if you have been on the caretaking end of the codependent system. When an unhappy relationship, a job you hate, or another major life situation is causing you pain, changing how you respond to that situation or actually leaving can be frightening. The loving behavior towards your inner child is sometimes the hardest thing for us to do, not only in conflict with others, but also in conflict with ourselves.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to work through this exercise, and I want each of you to think about this. I'm going to read off several of these, and I'd like for you to raise your hand. And if you don't want us to state your name, that's fine. Just raise your hand, and if you want your name stated, you can state it. And I would like for you to take one of these and tell us, what would you do? What would be the loving action you would take if you were in a conflict with someone else regarding one of these situations. One, your partner in your primary relationship is angry, shaming, or withdrawn from you. What would you do? Another one, your boss yells at you. What do you do? What loving action do you take? Third one, you receive a traffic ticket. Fourth one, someone close to you has just succeeded in something, at something, and you have just failed at something. What do you do? The next one, your children are angry at you. Another one, your children are doing poorly in school. Another, your parents or siblings have betrayed you in some way, telling members of the family things you told them not to tell, letting you down in some way. Another, your employee, who is usually very competent, makes a fairly big mistake. Your best friend makes a pass at your mate. I know about that one. And you lose a bet or lose a game or bet. Two more. You find out you were completely wrong about something when you were sure you were right. Or you find out your mate is having an affair. There are several more, but I think that's, those are good ones to get started on. And can anyone raise their hand and tell us what they would do in a loving way? There's no right or wrong in this situation, but what would you do? And maybe apply some of the tools that you've been given over the last few months as you ponder the different situations. What would you do? Anyone?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The question is, what would you do with one of those situations that I just named? And did you hear them, the different situations?
Yes.
Okay. So what would you do in whatever one you choose, taking loving action? And that could be hopefully using some of the tools that we've shared with you during this time that we've shared, that we've been together and shared these tools with you. Or you may have some other tools that you would like to share with the group too.
Well, I'll share if no one's gonna, but I need to make just a little adjustment. In the first one, your partner in a primary relationship is angry, shaming, or withdrawn from you. So this would be, this is a community relationship, but it's not, it's more shaming.
Okay. All right.
And it was subtle with regards to my ability to complete a technological test.
Okay.
And I felt the subtle dismissing of my ability to understand. And I personally kind of takes pride in my ability to understand. So that hit who I think I am. So I could immediately hit back and make this person know, quote, who I am, or because I want harmony and I want, you know, I don't want to create something that goes further than it need be. I stepped back, took a deep breath, and discounted for myself what was coming from that individual, and not claiming that the way this individual was portraying me had any value or validity. And so once I was able to settle in my being that's not me, I refuse, I don't accept that, and truly don't accept it, I was able to go to the person and give them the biggest hug. Because for me, I felt because I didn't receive it and it wasn't effective, and because I love the person, I went to them and I gave them a hug. And they understood at this inner level, this soul level, that we communicate with one another what had transpired. And I felt that we got the victory out of that because I didn't go down the rabbit hole.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think your reaction and your actions would have been that loving action, and you're stepping back and being reflective and not accepting it as a part of you before you had started looking at the inner work that you needed to do for your soul, your inner child, the healing?
We went toe to toe prior to my realizing the value and validity of who I am and my soul and my inner child.
Very good.
I would have been scrappy. I would have been fighting, but I didn't need to fight.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much, Karen, for sharing that. And anyone else?
Sure.
Okay.
So going with the example of the betrayal, I think the last one that you mentioned, let's say you find out your mate is, you know, has betrayed you and is, you know, cheating or something like that. I'm choosing that one because I think that would incite a very guttural kind of reaction if you're not in an awareness of yourself and you haven't really been doing that inner work. I think something like that would just, you know, could definitely cause a person to just go right into a rage or right into a confrontation or, you know, right into external engagement, meaning, you know, going to the people that caused that pain. But I think what I took from the lessons is that the first step, even when you're in a moment like that, is to feel your feelings, acknowledge your feelings, give yourself permission, feeling the feelings that you do, and really dealing with your inner child first.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, the feelings that may have been triggered by that, maybe it's something from your childhood that, you know, experienced a kind of betrayal or a kind of loss of trust or whatever it might be, but really exploring, taking it to yourself first and just resting there for a minute and acknowledging your own feelings before even approaching the other person or people, because I think what you wrestle with when it comes to other people is very different from what you need to deal with first with yourself. So step one, deal with your feelings and yourself and acknowledge and embrace yourself. And then you can ask questions after you've lovingly dealt with yourself. You can go in to those people and ask, why did this happen? Or is this what I think it is? Or whatever those questions might be. And you can decide whether or not you're going to move forward with them. But you're always going to move forward with yourself. So that's the primary relationship, I think. And that's kind of my takeaway from how you lovingly deal with anything that happens. You have to give yourself, your inner child, that love and attention first.
Well, thank you very much. You're absolutely right. And that's what this whole process is about, is stepping back and acknowledging that your inner child, this the situation would not have come up more than likely if it was not for the fact that we needed to do some healing on that soulful level. We have these experiences because there is a breach there. There is a gap. There is something, a void, a soul part that has been misused or abused or taken away from us, and we have to regain our soulful parts. And the only way we can really, truly begin to gain those parts and keep them, even if we do a soul retrieval, which those in the teachings of the Ascended Masters know that four times a year, they have an opportunity for soul retrieval. However, soul retrieval means retrieving those inner parts that have been missing that we've allowed someone else to take from us through betrayal, through physical abuse, through financial manipulation, whatever it may be, we've lost those parts. But we can gain those parts back, but we'll lose them back again to somebody else, or we aren't really able to attract them back to ourselves and hold on to them if we have not opened this for the healing to take place, done the healing so that we can retrieve those parts of ourselves that need to be healed. And sometimes having experiences pop up, like your mate made a pass at your best friend or a friend of yours. You know, that kind of thing does happen, and it happened to me many, many, many years ago. And at the time, what I did was I retreated within myself. But in my retreating to myself, because I still needed to do some healing work, of course, it was what's wrong with me. I didn't want to have confrontation. I love my best, one of my dear friends. And would I confront them? And it was like, well, no need to confront this person because I know their personality. They flirt with everybody. You know, but if my partner is flirting back, now, that's the thing. What do I need to do? What do I need to reflect on? You know, so for me, it was, okay, there's a little light that's going off in my head. You know, this flirtation may mean that it could go to something else with someone else. With my friend, I know that it was just a platonic flirtation. But would that be something that would happen again? And yes, it did. But I think for me, the biggest part of that lesson was, even though I was very hurt to see this happen repeatedly, it was I needed to know that that individual did not value me. And I needed to value myself more. And the only way I could value myself more was, first of all, be empowered enough to leave that kind of sick relationship. But that doesn't happen. A lot of times women or men stay in these sick relationships because they don't think they can do any better, or they feel that they can fix something with the other person rather than, as you said before, working on yourself, fixing yourself. And when you begin to fix yourself, you'll see you don't want to be in those kind of sick relationships. There's no need to be in a toxic or unhealthy relationship when you begin to heal. Your higher self begins, once you begin to have that connection between your inner child or your soul and your higher self will begin to guide you away from that kind of thing. And your inner child or your soul will be so happy that it was guided away from that and it didn't need to go through those kinds of things anymore. Anyone else have anything that they'd like to share?
Yes, I do. When you talk about someone close to you has just succeeded at something and you have just failed at something.
Yes.
I had the experience of someone succeeding at completing something, and I won't say that I failed it. Or I decided I didn't was on it, just did not complete it. But I decided I was not going to look at it as a failure. Well, at first I did. At first I did, and it was really no intent. I wasn't trying to hurt the person that I knew that was close to me who had succeeded. But I was like, you know, okay, what's wrong with me? You know, I should be able to pass this. And then I realized this is not about she passed, I didn't. It's about what is my lesson? What
what is it that I'm to learn? Must not be my time to pass this particular situation. Maybe I need to stop and reexamine some things within myself. It isn't about anybody else, it's about me. And reassess, what is God trying to tell me? What is it that I really need to know? And in the past, I would have been very upset with the fact that this individual passed and I didn't. But this time I realized, no, there's a reason and a season for all things. And so I'm just going to rely on God and keep on moving forward. And the honor of the person who did pass. You know, because they passed because they had, that was what they were to do at this time in their life. And so I'm very grateful for that opportunity because I wasn't angry. And as I pray on the situation and I think about it, and I really realize that I really have grown a lot. And that what was called a failure was actually a blessing for me. And I am so grateful for it. And I know that God is in me. And when it is time, whatever he wants me to do, it will happen.
Very good. Thank you very much, Rhonda. How about your boss yells at you? Or a friend yells at you? A coworker yells at you? What do you do?
I have a situation I wanted to share.
Okay.
And it has to do with work. It's not, you know, a boss yelling at me, but I'm a teacher. And so I had a parent, you know, a parent-teacher meeting, and a parent was kind of coming at me about what I did and did not do for the child. And I kind of felt like my ego was under attack. And so instead of defending myself in that moment, you know, as I wanted to kind of just go back and forth with the parent, I kind of just went within. And something that's been helpful is visualizing my inner child. So I have a picture of myself when I was young. And every time I do this, you know, over the past year that we've been learning, every time I imagine talking to my inner child, I see that same picture. And so since I wasn't able to get up and leave the room, you know, I just, you know, in my head, I just imagined that inner child. I could see her getting frustrated. I could see her wanting to talk back. I could just see her, you know, in that moment getting angry or frustrated. And, you know, I was able to just calmly and peacefully resolve, you know, the situation. You know, my boss was there, the parents were there, but I was just able to handle myself, you know, professionally, instead of letting my ego kind of blow up and explode in that moment, even though the parent was, like, attacking me, you know, so.
You know, that was a wonderful tool you just gave us, and that is mm-hmm. to visualize your inner child by getting a picture of yourself when you were young, an infant or a toddler or whatever. And so every time, you know, you feel an affront, whatever it may be, out of all these different scenarios, remember that the inner child, see that inner child, see that that picture of your inner child, and see what that inner child may be going through. Is the inner child having a temper tantrum? Or is that inner child sitting off in a corner, feeling like they're scared or pouting? You know, what is taking place with your inner child at that moment? So, yes, that was a very good tool for us to use and to continue to have. And I would imagine artists, you know, that people that are very visual, very creative, can see these pictures very quickly in your mind. But even if you aren't a very visual person, if you have a picture of yourself when you were young, then you are able to bring that picture into focus in your mind again. Anyone else?
You just reminded me of something when you said that. I have an adult daughter whom I love dearly, and she loves me. But of course, there are times where we may not agree upon the same thing. And I have a picture. I found a picture of myself at 5 years old. And I found a picture of her at 5 years old. And I made a copy of it and sent it to her. And I told her, you know, when you have, you know, issue with me, look at this picture. Because that, you know, it has helped divert so many arguments that she and I may have had. But she was teasing me. I looked at that picture. I saw you as a little girl. And she talked about how cute I am and all of that. And I see that having done that has smoothed out a lot of things in between the two of us.
Oh, good. Very good. I've got one more example. I didn't mention this one before, but unless someone else has something to say, and it's for women only. It says, you've been home with your children through the years, their young years, and now you want to go back to school or work, and your husband doesn't want you to. What do you do? What do you lovingly do? Or it could be another scenario. Maybe it's children are not involved, but maybe you decide that you want to may have a career change, and maybe you need to go back and take some classes so that you can better your opportunities and chances to have this career change. What do you do? What do you do? Or what do you do when you have to make hard choices between you need to take responsibility for your actions yourself and to do something for you or do it for the family? You know, what do you do? Do you buy the herbs or the vitamins or the things that you need for yourself? Or if your family members are in need, do you take that money and spend it on them? What do you do? And these are hard choices. And again, there's no right and wrong. There's no judgment here. Because there are times when you might do one thing one way and the next time you might do something else. But if we always go back to what was said earlier, and that is check with our inner child. How is our inner child reacting to whatever it is that we have to do? You know, are we feeling pressure? Are we feeling angry? Are we feeling anxious? Are we feeling sad because we have to make these decisions or because we made a decision and we really didn't want to make that decision? We didn't really want to do it that way. Then we need to consult our higher self and find out from our higher self what we can do to help support us in moving forward in the most harmonious way possible. And so these are some of the questions that you can ask yourself. What would Jesus do in a situation like this? What would God do in a situation like this? What would Krishna do in a situation like this, if you know Krishna? What would Mother Mary want me to do in a situation like this, if you know Mother Mary? What would my higher self want me to do? What would my God power within me want me to do or say in a situation like this before I do it? Because normally that little child sitting over there in the corner will tug at you before you make a decision and before you act on that decision, I should say. And your holy Christ self or your higher power will guide you if you ask. And ask, just point blank, what should I do? I don't know which way to go. What is the will of God for me in my life? How can I best serve my inner child, which is my soul, in helping it to evolve? How can I best serve my adult self, which everyone sees? And how can I best serve you, God? when whatever this decision is. So when we think about it from that perspective, there's a lot of checks and balances that can go on. But one way we can learn how to connect to that inner child and to our holy Christ self, our higher power, is by meditating. So I want to end this session with us on a meditation, doing some meditations and doing some mantras, because I talked about that we're going to learn how to use the science of the spoken word. And there's more and more ways to practice using the science of the spoken word. Last time we did just a very brief mantra, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And we learned how to invoke the violet flame and to see that beautiful violet color going through and resonating throughout our body and every cell of our body, clearing out whatever needs to be cleared out. But again, the violet flame sometimes is not going to give us the results that we want if we haven't done the other healing work first. It will definitely help to transmute and transform. However, when we want to take loving action, we've got to get rid of the cause behind the effect. So the violet flame might be the one that helps to bring up what that cause is so that you can look at it. And again, and it's going to show up because we're in physical bodies, it's going to show up on the physical. And some of those examples we just talked about or you shared with us that happened in your own personal lives, that's how it comes up. And it comes up through our relationships with other people. And we're put in these relationships and situations with other people for our highest good. We may not see it at the moment when we're going through it. It may be very painful to have a boss that yells at you or is demeaning to you, you know, belittles you in a very subtle way. And if you say anything, you might look like you're crazy because they're doing it very subtly. You know they're doing it, and they know they're doing it. But if you act or react with a knee-jerk reaction, then who looks like they're not balanced? Not them, but you or us. So we have to always be aware that we're put in these situations, and some of them are going to be painful and hurtful, so that we can make the improvements. Our soul needs to evolve. Our soul wants to evolve. And the only way it can do it is by sometimes having that Band-Aid pulled off, you know, have the blinders taken away from our eyes so that we can really see ourselves under certain situations, how we act, how we react, how we allow others to manipulate us emotionally, whatever it is that we need to see about ourselves so that we can heal our soul, heal our inner child, and grow stronger in our relationship to God. So are there any comments that anyone would like to make as we go into a couple of, I want you to repeat, this is a verbal decree that I would like to share with you. And it's going to, when I share it with you, you'll see why I think it's important for us at this particular point to use it, because we want to raise our attention and will help also raise the attention of our soul to look upward, look towards our holy Christ self, look upwards towards God rather than looking back at the past, at what has happened, but always looking upward. And as we look upward and want to be more and more like our holy Christ self, more and more like God, in whatever it is that we do, then we can say certain things, meaning they can be mantras or they can be fiats or they can be decrees or they can be prayers that you say out loud that will help you at any given point in time. That's part of, in my opinion, also taking loving action, is to incorporate these mantras, these fiats, these decrees into our spiritual work that we do. So are there any comments that anyone wants to make before we go into this part? All right, no one's saying anything. So I guess that means everyone's pondering or writing or ready for the next step. So I'm going to say this. This is a preamble. It's like we recognize that God has helpers. And these helpers are what we call ascended masters and ascended beings that are, or angels that can help us in whatever it is that we need to take care of in our lives. And so we can call on them, just like we call on Jesus and we call on God. We can call on them as well. So an archangel, Zachiel, is one that works with us on the seventh ray, which is the ray of transformation, and it's the ray of the violet flame. So we want archangels. We want all the angels to help us, but if we know we can call on Archangel Zachiel, who is there for us with the violet flame, and we know that Saint Germain gave us this gift of the violet flame, and we call on Saint Germain, this is not blasphemy against God. This is just knowing that their God has helpers out there that once lived, well, an archangel didn't, but Saint Germain did, lived on the planet Earth and went through his lessons to become an ascended master. And so we can do the same thing. We need a little help, so we can call on them to help us. So you can say something like this: in the name of my beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me. So see, you're putting God first. And my very own beloved Holy Christ self, which we've talked about already, I call, which means I'm praying to you, God, out loud. I call to beloved, in this case, Alpha and Omega, in the heart of God, in our great central sun, beloved Saint Germain, beloved Archangel Zachiel, to expand the violet flame within my heart. So you want this loving, healing energy to expand in your heart. And if you can visualize it expanding in your heart, it's expanding all into every organ, because it's like it's going into the blood, and you know the blood goes through every part of our body, our brain, our heart, our lungs, spleen, stomach, our gallbladder, our liver, pancreas, small and large intestines, our kidneys, our bladder, our bones, muscles, skeletal system, nervous system, digestive system. It's in every part of us. I want you to see this, visualize this violet flame, this beautiful violet flame, this loving, warming violet flame just going through your being right now, just radiating and moving throughout your being. As you breathe in deeply, see it now. This violet flame, you want it to expand the violet flame within your heart, my heart. Purify my four lower bodies. Our four lower bodies, we have our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body, and our spiritual or etheric body. And so those are our four lower bodies, which we want to have healed. When we have physical ailments, they show up on the physical last, but it starts in the spiritual or the etheric, where the records are. And those cause and effect records have been there sometimes hundreds of years, thousands of years. If you believe in reincarnation, we don't forget anything. It carries over with us each lifetime. Our soul brings back those memories. And we may not consciously remember them, but it's there. And we have to work on making the improvements. So you want to make the improvement not only on the physical, but you want to get rid of the record. So that means you want to balance your emotional body, and you want to get rid of the mental worry and thought processes that you have that is keeping you bound to the emotion. But first and foremost, you want to get rid of the record. So you want to transmute this misqualified energy I have ever imposed upon life, not only your life, but a life in general, and blaze mercy's healing rays throughout the earth, the elementals, and all mankind, and answer this my call, this is my prayer, infinitely, presently, and forever. So when you say this, you don't want to say it once, but you want to continue saying it, but you want to see that God is there, Alpha and Omega, which is God, and you want to see yourself being basked because you've called on the presence of God to be in your life. The presence of God, this violet flame does not work in any other way but through the presence of God. God is the action, is the doer. We're the receiver of this. And we now can say this mantra or this decree, and you can decree a thing into being. So when you, it becomes more than just words that you're saying, because every word is a cup, and every word being a cup now can receive light. And you want to see these words being that, being a cup, receiving the light that comes when you invoke the spoken word. So you want to say, and you can write this down, I am the violet flame, V-I-O-L-E-T, violet flame, in action in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow, B-O-W. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like a sun, S-U-N. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. So I want you to see this beautiful violet, purple, radiating flame going through your body. See it like you can visualize an electron. You've seen an electron and how it spins around the nucleus. And see the spinning action going through every cell of your body. This violet flame spinning through there, spinning and clearing out. Maybe you have gallstones. So see it going through your gallbladder. Maybe you have heart palpitations, or maybe you've had other heart conditions. See it clearing your heart. See your heart pumping blood freely, evenly throughout your body. And see this violet flame, this color of the violet flame, going wherever it may need to go. Maybe your thought processes aren't as clear as they used to be. So see the violet flame going through your brain, clearing out any gook that would keep you from being able to have beautiful cognitive function, beautiful memory. Just see it going in there and transforming wherever you may need it in your body, in your relationships, financial situations, whatever it may be. See the violet flame working. So let's say this again, and say it and visualize at the same time the violet flame working in your life, in your relationships, financial situations, in your home, with your children, your family members. See it in your body if that's what's needed, or with your coworkers or other people that you know where you've had problems in the past with them. See it clearing it up, like I said, not only on the physical, But going back all the way through the emotional body, back to the mental body, clearing it all the way back to the record, wherever this record may have started. Well, you may not know where it started or when it started. You may not have that recall, but you want to say in your mind that it's going all the way back to that record. Maybe you might visualize that record in a book and you see the violet flame transforming the words in that book to be loving words instead of hateful words or words of fear or pain. So let's say it again in our minds and visualize, I am the violet flame in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. Now, we're going to include our breathing in that. So I'm going to say this, and you're going to say it in your mind, and we're going to do it to the rhythm of eight counts as you breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I want you to continue doing that, counting in your mind as I say this now. As you breathe in deeply, I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So now you continue with the breathing, and as you inhale and you hold it, as you inhale, see that violet flame just blazing up through your feet, going through your entire body, all the way up to the top of your head, like you're in a bonfire, and it's just blazing all around you as you breathe in. And when you hold it, just see that blaze get brighter and brighter and fuller, encapsulating you. You can maybe even feel warmth as it goes through your body. And as you exhale, see that violet flame slowly dissipate and get smaller and smaller inside your cells again. You got it? All right. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame. To light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. I am the violet flame, in action in me now. I am the violet flame, to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame, in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. I am the violet flame, in action in me now. I am the violet flame, to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame, in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God, shining every hour. I am the violet flame, blazing like a sun. I am God's sacred power, freeing everyone. Inhale and exhale gently out through your mouth. Feel the radiance of that vibration going through your body like waves of love, waves of love, waves of love. I raise my cup to thee and meditate on these words. I humbly invoke the expansion throughout my being and world of your qualities of divine love, wisdom and power, freedom and liberty, compassion, tolerance, forgiveness, forbearance, patience, goodwill, unity, brotherhood, tact, diplomacy, culture, beauty, perfection, and self-mastery. I ask to be taught your ability to magnify the good in my fellow men, to help each one to fulfill his divine plan, to liberate and develop my own individual talents and powers, to harmonize, raise, purify, and perfect my feeling world and that of my brethren, yea, to be a constant comfort, to love all life free. I decree, I accept, and I am the full out picturing and manifestation of your love and life. Beloved great ones, use my life stream to channel your blessings to all life upon earth and to magnify the Lord so that all may see and know that the light of God that never fails is the threefold flame beating within our hearts. Breathe in deeply, focusing your attention on the love, wisdom, and power within your heart, expanding now that the violet flame has cleared out all of the energies that would have been holding you back from expanding your threefold flame, the flame of love, wisdom, and power within your heart. Love is pink. Wisdom is yellow, and power is blue. See those colors within your heart. See it like a fountain bubbling up within your heart. Threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power. And every cell of your body is full of love, full of wisdom and God's power, God's love, and God's wisdom. It has replaced the fear, the pain, the anger, the desperation, the depression, the grief. Begin to feel the joy, the light, the joyous light pulsating throughout your being. Feel it now as it moves throughout your body. Feel your connection, your holy Christ self, and your inner child, your soul, growing closer and closer together. As this light continues to radiate through you, feel your closeness with God. Any questions that you may have had, anything you've been pondering, now you can ask your Holy Christ self to give you the guidance and the direction and the instruction to go forward, to continue to heal in this journey. This was just one leg of your journey. Your journey will continue. Your healing of your soul parts will continue. You will continue to feel the joy bells ring when you find this place of balance, of contentment within yourself. When you continue to do the work to heal your soul, your inner child, and to unite with your Holy Christ self. Ladies, I thank you very much for being with us and with my co-hosts, Rhonda Doyle Turnbull and Karen Walker. And Karen and Rhonda, if you'd have any closing comments that you'd like to say, or anyone else, this would be the time to say it. Otherwise, if not, we would say that this has been a joyous journey that we've shared together. We thank you for being a part of it with us. And we ask that you continue to find the answers. Use these techniques. And if you want more information, please reach out to me at dburrell@tsl.org. That's dburrell@tsl.org. If you want more information on how to use the violet flame or any of the mantras or decrees that we have at our disposal that can be very beneficial for you and your growth, or any other tools that we may have, spiritual tools using the science of the spoken word or meditations or even learning about the Ascended Masters. We thank you for listening. We thank you for being here. And may the light of God be with you until you know that it is you. Until we meet again, fellow traveler. Always victory.
Always victory.
God bless you. Always victory. Thank you.
It's always been a joy. It's been a joy to be with each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Always victory. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies, for this class.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so glad that you joined us.
I was having a little bit of trouble, but I got it.
Good.
Praise God.
One of these days, I'm going to see you. I'm going to give you a big hug.
I am looking forward to that.
All right. All
Take
right.
Take care, ladies.
You too now.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.